he could lose his portion of Olam Haba. So one of them was the category of Hamevazeh Talmid Chachamim. So I saw in the commentary of Rav Olbam, he brings that the category of degrading Talmid Chacham is not only an active participation. Let's say somebody did it passively. Chalil v'chas. He brings from Rabbi Yonah in Sha'ar Teshuvah. Rabbi Yonah writes, but he wrote Sha'ar Teshuvah Sha'ar Gimel, ki hu ha'ish asher einenu noheg bederech mora v'hadar b'talmidei chachamim. Imagine, he says, afilu bederech shelili, which means, in a passive fashion, the person could also come to be disrespecting Talmidei Chachamim and in the process could lose his Chelek Olam Haba. Because just as when you see, let's say, an important official, imagine after a person, let's say, gets a meeting with the president or the prime minister, or it could be, let's say, a congressman, whatever it is. Each person, there is a due honor that is due to that individual. So therefore, a person that say does not give sufficient amount of, not that he is disrespectful. Now, according to the level of that individual, he doesn't give sufficient amount of respect. He doesn't behave the way he's supposed to behave in front of that individual. So this is the shitat, Rabbi Yona, that if you don't give derech mora v'hadar b'talmid chacham, af al pi she'einu mevazeh otam, even though you're not really actually actively doing anything that is disrespectful. However, that is also considered to be a mevazeh talmid chacham. He brings an example that the Gemara mentions. Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin mentions this. Kegon shu mevazeh chavero bifnei talmid chacham. If a person, let's say, you become, as if to say, body with the talmid chacham, to the extent that you degrade somebody else in front of Talmid Chacham. So that means this is an indication that you are not putting sufficient amount of kavod for the Torah of that Talmid Chacham. The Torah that Talmid Chacham has is not so important in your eyes, so you're not giving him sufficient amount of respect. That's why you are doing what you're doing to disrespect your friend in front of Talmid Chacham. You wouldn't do that in front of the president. You wouldn't do that in front of the judge. So therefore, Chalil HaVechas writes the Rabbi Yona, "En lo chelek lo mabah, ki gam baze mechallele haTorah yechashev." Chalil HaVechas, the person is also considered to be disrespectful to Torah. So in the next, the category writes the Rambam, "Hamevaze et haMoadot veHamechallel et haKodashim." These are Mishnayot in Perkei Avot. Mevazeh et ha-mo'adot, many of the mefarshim, the rishonim, Rashi explains, mevazeh is different than mechallel. If it would be, say, somebody who is desecrating Shabbat, say, mechallel et ha-shabbat, mechallel et ha-yom tov. So mevazeh et ha-mo'adot, therefore they write that refers to chol ha-mo'ed. Not only yom tov for sure is out of the question. Afilu chol ha-mo'ed, is also, let's say, if a person is, some say, during Chol HaMoed, the person has an obligation also to be wearing a Shabbat suit. Just that the person should not come out with jeans. That could be during the week, whatever it is, the weekday clothing that the person wears. But comes out Chol HaMoed upcoming, a person should sufficiently come to respect the days that, let's say, the Hasidim, they wear the kapata that they wear during on Shabbatot, they wear it also during Chol HaMoed. They wear what the shtroimel that they put on their head on Yom Tov, they wear also during Chol HaMoed. So therefore it's supposed to be Shabbat clothing. So therefore this is part of it, of course. But there are other aspects that a person could come to do, and that would be also in violation of Mevazeh et ha-mo'adot. But he says, when do we say this? All of these categories, when do we say, says the Rambam in the conclusion of Perek Gimel, when a person did not do Teshuvah. However, if a person, let's say, has an opportunity and does do Teshuvah, we have upcoming Yom Kippur, Imshav Merisho, he says, Vehu Baal Teshuvah, Harezem Ibene HaOlam Haba, you are zoche to do teshuva, you are zoche to gain back your portion in olam haba. Shein lecha davar she'omeh bifnei teshuva. At the end of the day, even though that the Gemara says there is me'uvat shein yuchal litkon, the pasuk of Shalom HaMelech, Shalom HaMelech says there are certain crooked things that you cannot fix. You cannot fix, let's say, chalev v'chas, a person created a mamzer. You cannot fix. The child is born, bar minan. And this is what it is. But nevertheless, writes the Rambam, that afilu, biggest avaryanim, they have a zechut, to the extent that is feasible, let them do teshuva, to the extent that is possible. And davar ha'omed bifna teshuva. If you do teshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it back to you. Afilu kafar ve'ikar kol yamav. He says, let's say somebody became an atheist. He joined, let's say, cults that he believed in and worshipped gurus and idols or whatever it is. Kafar ve'ika ube'acharona shav. At the end of his life, let's say he's 90 years old, he does teshuvah, yesh lo chelek l'olam haba. If he does sincere teshuvah, to the extent that it's feasible, he could fix what he did wrong. So therefore, this is the nekuda, that this is what, if it's a sincere teshuvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept our teshuvah, and Baruch Hashem, we will be able to be zoche, to gain back our chelek l'olam haba. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen.